Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning, hour number three. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, Captain. This is Jim Mudd.
All right, Mudd. It's going by quick, man.
So fast.
It is. All right, buddy. Well, let's run back down to G-Town now, and let's hook up with Sharky Marquez. Who's your flatty daddy tournament fisherman this morning? Michael. What is up?
What's up, my brother?
Man, how about that cool breeze this morning?
Well, you know what? We won't have to be using the AC very much today.
No.
It's a blowing and going out here.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm seeing some white caps come over the back end of this yacht basin, back into the yacht basin wall over here. I mean, it kind of looks a little sporty out there.
Guarantee.
But man, I'm excited. We're gonna make it happen. I'm here with old dad, and I'm excited, man. It's not very often we get to go out and fish together and make some memories. So whether we catch a fish one or zero, we're gonna have a good time trying, man.
Well, it's gusting to 28 at Eagle Point offshore. That buoy, the first buoy out there, is gusting to 38.
Oh, so, my word.
Yeah, it's nice.
How about that snapper season? First day of
it. First day of it.
Second day,
go get you some and don't be scared.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be making a right when we pull out of this yacht basin here in about 20, 30 minutes.
I didn't think so.
Strong left. Oh, goodness.
Got to radio in and get a bigger boat.
Yeah, right? I'm like, can I fish off that cruise ship right there for a minute?
Boy.
Oh, man. I think, the problem with that east wind is it's so daggum hard to find anywhere. I mean, it's blowing right down the channel or whatever it is, southy, whatever it is. I just looked at it on a wind app, but, you know, that app shows the direction. And, man, it's just blowing right down the old pipe, which makes it pretty difficult to find any protected water. So
I'm showing pretty much true north right now.
Okay. Yeah.
It might be. You know, a couple of times it'll wag to the northeast, mostly northeast, but it's not good.
It's not good. Oh, man.
Oh, well, somebody will catch them.
Yeah, and, man, more power to them. Be safe out there, whoever's fishing this bad boy. I mean, no fish is worth risking your life or anything over.
I wouldn't want to be in a kayak this morning trying to paddle in this and trying to get to my little backwaters. And boy, somebody's doing it, they better be extremely careful.
Old Sugar Shane, he's planning on getting out there in the yak, and I'm like, man, at least I know where he's going and what time he's supposed to be back. I'm like, I'll be pulling my contender around the corner just making sure you're all right over there, man. It's a
no joke.
Yeah.
Be careful, man.
It'll be nasty. We're going to make the best day out of it, Mickey, that's for sure.
Oh,
I'm interested to see what these fish are going to do after this little front. And, man, it was very, very interesting, the consistency that we were seeing, that we've been seeing in the last week, mm-hmm. which is not something that usually happens this time of year. But we, those guys specifically, I've been running around doing Monster Apparel stuff in the office with Mama Sharky, but, you know, they pretty much got those redfish dialed in last week and pinpointed, you know, that there was going to be an epic bite right when that sun, I mean, not even when it hit the water, but right. And usually this time of year, you got to wait for that sun to kind of heat things up, man. But from like 6:45 to like 8:30, that bite was on inside that North Jetty system there. And I mean, for a week, we just went over there and whacked them, man. It was a great time.
Y'all pistol whipping them, man.
It was a great time. Yeah. And it feels good as a fisherman to do this for a living and you know, to feel like you're doing good at your job, because there's so many times where you're like, man, what the heck is happening? Should I be working at McDonald's or doing something else? What's going on? But
the advantage I got when you get my age, you can be a greeter at Walmart, man.
Man, oh, man, you'd be the best one there ever was.
Well, I don't know. I'd have to. It'd be fun.
Yeah, you'd meet all kinds of people, man. I like it. It's a good backup. So
don't tempt
we'll
me.
See. I'm like, where's Mickey this morning? Oh, yeah. He's
working
he's
at Walmart today.
Walmart.
He's off today. He's working at Walmart.
That's right. Well, shoot. Yeah, man. We'll see if that consistency comes back after this front. I'm sure we'll give it a couple of days and see if everything starts to calm down. I think by Monday, those winds are in the single digits, back around 6 to 10 miles an hour. And I think after the front, man, Monday is going to be – I think this week is going to be really, really solid.
I'm looking for a pretty week ahead of us here, so I'm trying to be as optimistic as I can. This all this can do is help us, this front right here, for our fall fishing.
Right.
We really needed this.
We'll bear the seas for today and tomorrow, and then just say a prayer that we got a nice little week ahead of us. And I'm excited, man. I'm glad at least we got a front before, you know, December 1st. We have hope.
Yeah, we got another little one coming on Thursday this upcoming week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Winds will swing back to the north on Thursday.
A little back-to-back front action. All right. Usually after that second or third one, man, that's when it really, really gets going, when that water temp's dropping like 10 to 12 degrees. You know, that's a drop. I think we'll get a couple degrees out of this one, but we'll see. It's not supposed to stay cool long.
No, it the forecast was a lot better than reality's going to be, but it's going to be better. I mean, it was 94 yesterday.
Wow.
It got hot.
It did get hot. I didn't realize it got up to 94, but 94 to 67.
Yeah, 4 o'clock yesterday on my truck driving, my thermometer hit 94. I'm going, man, no wonder I feel hot today. You know, before these fronts, you know, the day before or day of, it always gets real hot like that.
Yeah. It is interesting, man. And the fishing was good. The guys did good yesterday. And I guess those fish kind of went into feeding mode.
Well, plus the wind was down from the previous days. You know, we had all that blow, the southerly flow. And it was a lot calmer yesterday than it was the last two or three. So that helped.
Yeah, it did. It looked really nice out there yesterday. And I was thinking, no way it's going to be bad tomorrow, man. Look at this lake out here. Oh, how quickly Mother Nature changed things up, doesn't she?
She does. Well, I hope Hunter has a good tournament. I hope somebody catches some fish.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody's going to get that big mama bear that's cooped up in a drainage pour out in the marsh. Or there's a fish that's somewhere, somebody's pet, sitting in front of their dock or something. I mean, that's who's going to win this thing. We've got a
somebody's
really awesome...
going to win. That's right.
Yes, somebody's going to win.
Somebody's going to win.
We got a friend, Cecilia. She's on our Monsta Fishing Pro Staff team, and she's incredible. But they call her the Flounder Queen, man. And she, a lot of the times, she just posts up right there. They live in Tiki on that main inlet right under that bridge that goes to Tiki. And she massacres big flounder, man. And I'm telling you.
She's got a funnel point right there.
Her that got it.
You know, people don't – if people had just simplified and – funnel points are areas that, you know, it's like, you know, it's kind of like rollover pass was when fish are moving in or out. And if you can get that, the tide exchange down and the right bait, the depth and everything else, get you a little pattern going in a funnel point, you can be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. You just got to find one that's, that doesn't look like a whirlpool right now.
Right. Exactly. It's going to be. Gonna be kind of tough for folks today. They just need to be safe. Man, if you're out there by yourself, put that PFD on and stick with it. Leave it on.
You are not kidding, Mickey.
We don't want to be talking about anybody else, you know. It was tragic enough with the Robbie thing, and we don't want no more of that. They're all our, you know, all these folks are our brothers and sisters, fellow fishermen.
Gotta
take care of them.
That's right. It's a large community, man, but it feels like a small one because there's so much.
Yeah, it's like family, you know. Everybody's so tight and plugged into each other, and everybody has the same thing in common. We all love to fish and need to take care of one another.
That's right, man. Just like Plog was saying, you gotta take every day like it's your last one, and just enjoy it, man, and enjoy these memories and having the ability to go out and enjoy God's creation. And, you know, I mean, that's what it's here for. So go out there and enjoy
right.
it. Make some memories with your family.
All right, Sharky. You and Ralph go out there and round them up, man. I want to hear about some flounder pounding.
We're going to lasso them like some cowboys.
Hopefully you got some good news for me next Thursday when I call you, buddy.
I'm excited, man. If we whack a big one, I'll text you a photo here in a little bit, brother.
You know my number. Send me a
photo.
All
right, my friend.
Fresh off the press. All right, buddy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down and do some monster fishing, give them some info.
Absolutely, man. Hop on our website. It's Outcast Fishing with no G. charters.com. You can hop on there, check out our trip packages, pricing, availability, and you can even book directly right there online. Man, we'd love to have you, whether you're a small family, you're a bachelor party, or a big corporate company, man. Come out. We can take care of y'all and go out there, catch some big monster fish, make some memories, and hop on our website, monsterfishing.com, and check out all of our new gear, man. Get you that new Lucky Fishing shirt, Lucky Fishing hat. Everybody be
Heck
safe.
Yeah.
Have a blessed day, man. Be safe, be safe, be safe if you're fishing.
All right, Sharky. Y'all hang in there, man. Be safe out there, brother.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon, man. Good
luck. Okay, Sharky. See you, buddy.
Later.
Well, you know Texan Roofing? They're the people I trust. Texan Roofing covers Houston and surrounding areas. Texan Roofing has free estimates on any roof leak repair or replacement. They do residential and commercial. And Texan Roofing has the Better Business Bureau A-plus rating with no complaints ever. They're certified as a GAF Master Elite Shingle Applicator, so they can offer their customers the best material warranties available, and most importantly, a 25-year leak-free warranty. They offer honest roof inspections. They treat their customers like family. Along with A-plus installers and A-plus management, these are reasons to call Texan Roofing at 281-391-9600. That's 281-391-9600 or texanroofing.com. That's Texan Roofing. Experience you can trust.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 619 here in the Bayou City. We played that just for Cliff Webb, didn't we? Need to cue up some surfing music. Let's go down to Corpus and see if the surf's up. Cliff, what's up, man?
Oh, Mickey, I just sitting there thinking about you. Maybe you're going to get you some of them no-dos, Bubba. You been up all night, man.
Oh, I'm good, man. I got cake ups. I'm coffeed up. I'm just vibrating all over the studio. Damn Astros.
Oh, my God. But I watched some of it, you know, but I didn't make it. Sorry, buddy. But I got to get you some of this Costa Rica coffee. It's my buddy, he just moved to Costa Rica, and he came back over to get his stuff. He bought me a whole big kilo of that coffee beans from Costa Rica. And he bought a balsa wood forest over there, made a balsa wood. And he's taking this balsa wood and making these custom surfboards and selling for $3,000 or $4,000 a piece. Just making a killing. It's amazing. But anyway, it's all good. Hey, before I get started, Mickey, tell me about Robbie, the guy that got lost. I'm trying to keep up with that. What happened there, man?
Well, Robbie, man, what a great. Well, I call him a kid.
Who is Robbie?
The first time I met Robbie, I used to hunt for Jack Inman. And down on the Jackson and Fitzgerald Ranch. And then Robbie ended up going to work for Jack back then when he was, Robbie was probably 16 or 18 when I first met him, and him and his little brother. And, you can't help but like them right off the bat. They just, we all became attached to Robbie. And then he met up with James, and then he started fishing for James. And James pretty much broke him into it, kind of like I did with James back in the day. And they become family, all your friends through fishing. And Robbie was a good guy. He had a sweet wife, Emily, and his two daughters. And that's what's so heartbreaking is thinking about the daughters and his wife.
Oh,
but this time of year, he'd always go over to Venice and tarpon fish. He'd be over there for a month or two, on their big tarpon run over there every year. And he was really good at what he did. And I think he had a crew coming in, and he went out by himself on, last Wednesday. Not this past one, but, a week ago. And just a scout. And he was out of Southwest Pass over there by Britain Sound, over by the island there. And he had already caught two tarpon. And he was trolling three baits out the back with his trolling motor.
Right.
And this is, as far as, only Robbie knows what happened. And he had already caught two. He had two flags flying. And Emily, his wife, has that spot app where she can, track him on her phone.
Right.
And at 11:34, he just disappeared off the screen. And that had to be when he went overboard,
Oh, okay.
And we don't know what caused him to go overboard, but, they found his boat, his gear, everything, but he was not in the boat, and they searched for him for days and days and days and days. And
yeah.
We didn't talk about it much because we didn't give up hope. We was hoping they'd find him.
Right, man.
But it didn't happen, and reality set in, and it ripped all our guts out, man.
Oh,
it,
I know.
I didn't sleep for two nights. I couldn't stop thinking about it, especially the kids, yeah. You know, his daughters.
Oh, I know.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I know. It's the ones you leave behind because he's in a better place. But, my heart and prayer are out for the family. I hate to ask you about it, but I just, you know, driving.
No,
my
I mean, it's,
nose,
it's
I just had to know,
you know, it's time to talk about it, you know. And
we
take life for granted. And, I mean, if you're going to go fishing by yourself, and you're out there, you know, wear your PFD, you know, your inflatable, your Onyx AM24. That's the one I use.
That's it.
And if you do hit the water, it'll inflate, and we'll never know what happened. Only Robbie knows.
And that's cheap insurance, that's the inflatable. That's cheap insurance right there, buddy. But I'm so glad you told me about it. I didn't want to, you know, ask you, but I had to just have to know when we lose a fisherman. God almighty, you know,
I just tore James up, and Dana, and Kenny, and, you know, all the guys, you know, Hillman and all of us were just, you know, we loved Robbie.
It's a tight circle, buddy. It's a tight circle of fishermen.
It is.
Hunters.
It's tighter than you think. You don't think about it.
It's a lot tighter than you think, man.
It is. You take it for granted because you, you know, see each other every day, and, you know, no big deal. That's old Robbie.
Yeah.
That's just Robbie. But now he's gone, and we won't be able to say that anymore.
All right, brother. Well, I didn't want to start the conversation was sad, no, but, man, I just had to know what happened there, and I appreciate you letting me know there. But
well,
yeah,
he's gone but not forgotten. Quick, there was a lot of good times in there and good memories, and that's what you want to think about.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway,
well, hey, tell me about your buddy that had his head split open from a surfboard. I mean, did the board go up in there and then come down on his head in the water or what?
Did you see that? I cannot believe it didn't kill. I can't believe he's not on the bottom knocked out. I've never seen
Well, I can't believe
hard.
It didn't knock him out and he didn't drown, you know? That's usually what happens.
Yeah. So, yeah, the waves are really big. And paddle next to Jay with a rip current next to Jay, you can get out. And that's the problem with Packery is a lot of inexperienced surfers can get out because the jetty lets you get out to the outside. And all of a sudden you get sucked out. You're 1,000, 1,500 yards past, you know, the beach, out on the beach. And so my guy that got hit rich, now he's a Hawaiian surfer. He's been on the North Shore for 40 years. He's had a house on the North Shore. He goes and surfs the North Shore. So he's bad of the bone surfer. You know, he's very conditioned. He's 68 years old. You wouldn't recognize. He's just an animal. So he's paddling out in behind this guy. And this guy, right in this big set comes, and he's trying to get past the impact zone. So the kid stops right in the impact zone and waits for the wave to break. And he's right behind him, you know, and when the wave breaks, the kid just lets go of his board, longboard.
Oh.
And that board comes up, 12 foot, comes up in the air and comes right down top of his head. And it scalped him from the top of his head to the bottom. It took all of his scalp off all the way. And then when he came in, I'm on the beach, he's holding his scalp on top of his head with a towel. And the kid that hit him is just freaking out. He's just, I mean, Rich is getting ready to go into shock anyway. You know, there's blood running down his shoulder. Your scalp bleeds a lot. So he's getting ready to go into shock. We're trying to keep him calm, you know, and we lay the scalp back over his head. And he's going to risk us. Oh, I need to rinse off and maybe go and get some stitches. I said, no. I said, you need to just put a towel around you. Don't even take your baggies off and get in the truck. We're going to the hospital. About that time, my buddy Steve is a paramedic, which is my neighbor, ex-fireman and all that, paramedic just retired. He pulls up and he defused the situation by being a professional, that professionals are very calm in a situation like that. He stopped all that going to the shop. He said, hey, man, you know, we need to take you to the emergency room here. You need to get sewed up and get some stitches, Rich. Get in my truck. Let's go. And he tries to get his stuff. I said, don't worry about your stuff in your truck. Your board and stuff, we'll take care of it.
We got you covered,
Got you covered, man. But they sewed his scalp back on. And in the meantime, his skull started to swell, you know, so they kept him in there. But that cut went from the top of his eye all the way to the back of his head. And it probably, I don't know how many. I can imagine how many stitches are that thing, but that picture I sent you.
It looked like they did brain surgery on him when you sent me that photo.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And that's the third one. That's the third one this year at Packery. Severe injury we've had by inexperienced surfers. There are a whole lot of people now out of town that just getting into surfing the outdoors that don't even have a clue about you are responsible to hold on to your board. If you're not good enough to hold on to your board and get out there in the impact zone and
get out of the water.
Or go somewhere else. You know, learn to surf somewhere besides the pack. You know, don't get out there with 70 people and decide to learn how to surf. It's not it's not the place to learn how to surf, Mickey. But anyway, lucky to get through that week. You know, just it's crazy how fast life can turn on you like that. Here he is, an experienced Hawaiian surfer. Surf sunset, 20-foot waves. He comes down to Corpus Christi on a head-high day and gets banged by a board.
Gets KO'd by a novice.
Yeah, you know. But anyway, that's the way it is. But anyway, I've been doing more surfing
turf,
than fishing
dude.
This week.
Remember in Point Break, you're on our turf, dude.
Yeah. I used to love it. And, you know, it's so funny.
I used to like all that surfing movies and surf talk, man.
Oh, we got the best. We got some guys that still talk like that. Like a guy,
I'll talk
normal.
Like, man,
you know,
I'm the biggest head in the world. I used to run with Cheech and Chong, man.
Yeah, you know? I love that stuff. Yeah, I'm good, you know. But anyway, but there's a certain bunch of surfers that, so if you're still surfing at 55 or 60, you're the deal, because I've gone through so many generations of surfers that surf 5 or 6 years, are gone. Who's that guy? They're gone. They did their little surfing deal, but you got guys like Rich that it's in their blood. They surf Hawaii. He's going to surf till he dies, you know. So kind of like a fisherman, you know. It's just kind of funny how there's surfers and there's real surfers, you know.
Right.
But anyway.
Exactly.
But last time I talked to you on Saturday, I was taking out Fred's kids on Saturday. I normally don't fish Saturdays. You know, that was a real rare moment for me to fish Saturdays. But
right.
When someone takes you on a tarpon trip and pays for you to go fishing with Brian Barrera, I mean, you got to – I go paint Fred's house. That was such a killer trip. But,
I want to see that. I want to see you paint Fred's house.
I do it, man.
I know you would. You would. I know you would.
I would, too, man. That tarpon was awesome, dude. But anyway, so I take Fred and I got his boys. I got big Fred and his youngest son, Nick. And so we go out. Nick just had surgery on his toe and growth, so he couldn't wait. I've been catching all those fish last week with Barry and Kaylee on that bar behind this bar, just thousands of redfish and trout, but he couldn't wait, so I knew I couldn't get on there, and Saturday it would just be run over. So I said, hey man, we're gonna boat fish. It was one of those dead slick days, and you know how tough it can be
on a
dead slick day when you can't see the drop off, there's so much glare and you're not moving, you got to use a trolling motor. So you know, the first hour we struggled, and I think we caught a dozen fish the first hour. Then I moved farther south and I end up way down almost to land cut, and I'm catching a few fish, and about probably at 12 o'clock, I look over and there's a dirty spot of water, like not dirty, but off green, trout green,
right
behind this island. And I said, man, we're fighting all this clear water. Let's go get in some trout green water. And I went over there, Mickey, and we spanked him. I was so lucky. We got in there and all the trout were like 19 to 24 inches. They were just nice.
Goodness.
All up on grass beds. And we just sit there and just on Little John's and just whacked them on the Purple Demon. And the other was that new Laguna Shrimp. Golly, that's a hot bait.
You've been telling me about it. I gotta call Mike and get some Laguna shrimps. Or no, that's Bass Assassin color.
That's Bass Assassin. Robert
yeah,
got them.
You need to call Robbie.
Yeah, you need to call Rob. And I'm surely Plog's got them, because you know Plog is. I would think he got some of those. But anyway, that's a really cool color, man.
Yeah,
kind of got
Laguna shrimp.
Pink,
I got to remember that.
Yeah. It's a certain color pink they like, but it's that iridescent pearl with copper flake in the belly.
Oh,
something
boy.
About the copper flake. Man, it's hot, dude. It's hot bait.
Hey, God. Let me knock this commercial break out and come back at you. Hang with me, man. I'm going to come right back.
All right.
Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about 13 Fishing's concept reels. You know what I like about them? They're sleek. They're stylish. They're just what you expect from 13 Fishing. The all-new concept series reels are more than just a pretty package. They're loaded with all the great features that seasoned anglers want. They feature anti-corrosion ceramic hybrid bearings that cast like a dream. And the concept has a huge 22-pound bulldog drag system that can stop even the toughest inshore giants. And concept series reels from 13 Fishing, they boast a dead stop and a reverse system, an airhead line guide, and the sweetest concept cork handle you've ever put your hands on. And all this is streamlined into a package to easily wrap your hand around for maximum comfort, castability, and control. Stop by your local retailer, demand to learn more about 13 Fishing concept reels, or check them out on the web at 13fishing.com. That's concept reels from 13 Fishing. Make your own luck.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
What are you coon hunting again?
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't ever going to run out of coons up there, man, no matter how many you kill.
I know. I keep feeding them about 5 tons of corn a year. I don't know why in the heck they're showing up. But, you know, that's the thing. You know, them rascals, they get pretty dang wild out here and taking over, so you got to clean the herd every once in a while.
Well, I bet they're fat rascals, corn-fed.
You ain't kidding. These tongue guns are. They are just...
Get out of here, you furry bastard.
Johnny B.
He slipped that one in on us, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Turkey.
Ever gotten out one of those little Fox Pro calls and put the crow call on?
Put the fighting crows on there. There won't be a crow. You won't see one within miles, and in 5 minutes, you got crows coming in.
Everywhere. I mean, they come flocking in. You put that Johnny's to it. Goodness, I tell you what, that's something else I'm excited. That is hilarious. I sit around the house and I'll do that every once in a while. I'll put that thing in the yard. And like you say, there won't be a crow around. And you've got that thing on, and here they come. I mean, and they're diving and bombing and want to know what's going on and who's fighting.
They're coming in there ready to fight, man. At least watch the fight.
It is comical as it can be.
Boy, that's some cheap redneck entertainment right there.
It is, isn't it?
All right, welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 6:37 here in the Bayou City. Final segment already. Man, time has just flown out of here. I don't know whether it's me from I'm just numb or what. All right, let's go back to Cliff Webb. All right, Cliff, we're back, bud.
Hey, we need to make us a trout call. You know, it would be nice to throw a trout call out there on the water and all the trout come to you, wouldn't it?
Well, I've been working on them. I remember Blaine, he'd get them redfish out in the middle of the bay on those open water schools, and they'd kind of calm down a little bit, and he'd start beating on the side of his boat, bring them back.
And make
up.
Them ruffle, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, make them ruffle and just barely ease that trolling motor on and slip in on them.
Oh, that's just wrong.
It is wrong. It's
you know,
so
I remember
wrong,
Doug Burr one
right.
time in the land cut. Yeah, I remember Doug one time in the land cut, you know, 30 years ago, and the barge had ran aground and made a big dugout in the edge of the cut. And we were just hammering the fish in this hole. They're breaking the current. I mean, you could just sit there and catch them until you dropped on plastic. And so Doug gets there before we did. And the brown shrimp that year were just about the thousands, and they were just giving you buckets full, you know, for a couple bucks. And Doug took an extra 300 or 400 of those big brown hoppers and dumped them in his boat. And he anchors in front of that hole. He started taking handfuls of those shrimp and throwing them out in that
Jumping.
Hole. And he had those shrimp. I mean, those trout were popping out of the water. And then about he stopped doing it, and they threw those plaques in there, and it was a fish every cast. And I said, man, you're fishing over a baited field. I gave him a hard time. And he said, whatever works. You know, but he was good
baiting
stuff,
them up.
And it worked. He's baiting them up, buddy. God almighty. Now with shrimp, like, what, 25 cents a piece down here, you're not doing a whole lot of that.
No, what is it, like 20 bucks a quart around here?
I don't even know. I haven't bought them in years, but it you know, back when I was a kid, we'd push thing up, and I would get a penny a piece when I was a kid out of the net, and they would sell them for 3 cents at the marina. And my mom would drop me off with a push down the side of the calls, and I'd push that net all night long, $10 or $15, you know. So
that's work a lot right of there, buddy, running a push net all night long.
That was fun. I didn't think it was work. It was just something to
do. I'm going by my age the way I feel now. I wouldn't want to do
that. Hey, man, anybody can stay up all night and watch the Strohs and do a radio show the next morning. There ain't nothing wrong with you, Mickey.
Hey, man, I'm impressed. Devoted fan. Always have been.
You are. And
it just, baseball's in my blood. I played it my whole life, you know. I love the game. Yeah. So, I'm sick.
I watched as much as I could of that. That was great. I couldn't stay awake, though. Man, you and Charlie, I love listening to you and Charlie P talk about baseball. You guys are serious. I like it.
Well, Charlie was so tired from his trip yesterday, he couldn't hang with him, man. It kills Charlie because he's a big fan. He loves baseball, too.
Man. God. You know, it was so funny because when I took Nolan Ryan fishing, you know, back then I didn't know a whole lot about baseball. I didn't watch a whole lot of baseball. And he's throwing out all these figures, you know, and he's hosing me. I said, Nolan, what's your fastball? Oh, I throw about 139 miles an hour. And I said, what? He was messing with me, you know, stuff like that, you know. But, God, that was a fun guy to be around, man. You know, I got to fish him several times.
Man, who doesn't love Nolan Ryan? Come on, man. That guy, he's
got
he's
that
just,
great Texas voice, too. You know,
I
he'll call
love
me
that
up.
Draw he's got that air conditioning commercial he does and then the foundation commercials.
Yeah, he's great, man. I love him, man. He's we call me on the phone. He would think
old
I didn't
fastball.
You don't know who this is. I said, I know who you are, man. Nobody talks. It's like Rodney Dangerfield. You got a certain voice there, but Nolan was great, man. I hope he's still fishing. I hadn't seen him in a while, but
everybody talked about his fastball, but man, he had one hell of a curveball too. It just rolled off the table,
man. Yeah, I know. Well, that's something. But anyway, I do a lot more about football players than I did baseball. I'm definitely learning. It's funny, the older you get, the more you appreciate the baseball, you know. I never slowed down enough to watch TV. I'm just now starting to watch it a little bit. I'm just finally starting to stay in the box, you know.
I played it so much, it just becomes a way of life.
Yeah, someone told me you played tennis, was a big-time tennis player. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I got into that real hard for about 20 years. That's probably what's keeping me alive, all that cardio back then, because I sure don't do any of it anymore. I'm on Easy Street now. When you work out all your life, it's time to retire, man.
Yeah.
Get lazy.
Yeah, well, that's why your calving arm's so big. You're swinging that tennis racket. You know, probably like a sand crab.
I used to have a crab claw. You know, my right arm.
Yeah,
it was
that
weird,
was cool.
Man. It stayed way bigger than my left arm. It looked stupid.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. But hey, I was going to ask you what's going on with your fishing on. Are you still guys on plastics now? Are they your water temperature below 80? We finally hit, you know, after this front, we're going to get below 80, and I think our top water bite is going to go nuts here.
Hopefully that will come into play. We can get on our lilies and top waters and hot rods and stuff and get off the soft plastics. I mean, it's just been soft plastics all year. Well, we had a little bit of top water this summer. You know, we had about a two-week stretch there. That's the only way you could catch them. You just had to throw it in their living room and just make them mad with it, you know, with all the raspy noise and everything. The louder the top water, the better the strikes, you know.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is kind of getting into that lily season where I throw the lilies and hot rods, you know, and they don't want something. There's so much big bait in our system right now. They want something a little bit smaller. But, you know, our surf fishing has been so good when we get the conditions right. The people, there's so many redfish in our surf right now. You know, even day before yesterday, the surf's just pounding. And Greg, my buddy, goes out there on soft plats to catch a couple of redfish in the first gut. You know, and it's so much current. This goes to show you how many fish are out there. But the beach fishermen are whacking the redfish in the surf. I don't know if you got a lot of redfish
coming out of our surf, too. Same thing.
Yeah, I'm hoping we'll have some kind of flounder run, Mickey, because we haven't had nothing, man. Our flounder is really down. So hope this is going to kick our flounder. And I had a trip on Monday that texted me yesterday and it canceled. I never did talk to people that, you know, text me all week. They're ready to go Monday. Then I got to text, you know, that they're not coming Monday. But, God, Monday's going to be an awesome day. It's going to be calm, and those fish are going to go off after this water temperature drop.
Yeah, and down in your part of the world, I always heard Doug Bird and everybody talk about how, hey, right after a front's when you want to go.
Yeah.
Right behind it with a clear sky.
You know, it's going to be good. I'm going to go hog hunting today. I got to go back at the ranch and fill up some feeders and I figure better kill a style pig for the other hunters get there. I'm going to pick out one that's been eating corn for several months and get me a
nice one. There you go.
That, little pan sausage out of a big old salad. So I'm going to see if I can shoot one of those, man.
Get one with that Belleville meat market gleam in his eye and her eye.
Hey, man, I got me a meat mule. Fred's on our deer lease now. I got a meat mule where I can.
I know it. You told me that last year. You're on, man. You're plugged in.
I'm on, man. But once you had Belleville, you can't go back, buddy.
I heard that. That's, you got that. That's a fact. Well, hey, look, if somebody wants to come down and fish with you, Cliff, how they get a hold of you, my friend?
All right, Mickey. I'm in area code 361-949-0707. Hey, thanks, Mickey. Go get some rest, man.
Hey, keep the photos coming, brother. We'll see you, man.
All right, later.
Thanks, all right, that's Cliff Webb down in Corpus. Now let's go up to Lake Livingston and let's talk to our good friend Harry Detan. Harry, what's up, man?
Hey, Mickey, I guarantee you the wind's up this morning.
Yes, it is. I saw a gust at Lake Livingston earlier to 27 miles an hour.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. I mean, I think it's my deal says it's running about 13 mile an hour out of the north right now. But, you know, I mean, you get the gusts coming on up. So,
yeah,
you know, it's it wouldn't be a good day to be on the lake on Livingston, I guarantee you. And it's about 58 degrees. And, you know, and I mean, you know, the lake's in pretty good shape. You know, we're still about, I don't know, about 3 inches below normal pool.
That's perfect.
Yeah. And, you know, the release around 1,700 cubic feet a second. So everything's not bad except, you know, we've just got this little old cold spell running through here. It looks like it's going to be cooler for, the next several days, I guess.
Sure. And then we got another small front coming in this upcoming Thursday. So
I know it. I know it. So
fall,
you know,
is in the air.
If the wind will stay down, it'll be fine. It sure will. But
sure,
we've had some pretty nice weather up here this week. We had a little bit of rain, but we didn't have enough rain to make any difference at all. I mean, you know, just a kind of a light shower or two, but not much. But it's definitely turning fall. The trees are trying to turn colors a little bit, squirrels are running around like crazy. So, you know, it's we're gonna have some pretty good fall, I guess. So anyway, for us, we just got to get through this and make it to about February, and we'll kick off and run again, you know. So it's not that far away.
It won't be long. We'll be talking about crappie fishing.
I know. Well, you know, I saw some crappie come in this week. I did. So, you know, that ain't too awful bad, and they're still catching a few white bass, but they'll hang around, you know, whites will hang around until that water hits about probably, 62 degrees, and then they want to kind of go north. But, you know, there's one year we caught white bass all the way up in through December off of the lake, but it was kind of an odd year. But the water is nice. You know, this wind that we're having today is going to stir it up a little bit, but it'll settle back out. So, you know, all in all, you know, for this time of the year, it's pretty pleasant up here on Livingston. But, you know, I'll tell you one thing, Mickey, the grass cutting has slowed way down. I mean,
yeah, it has.
Yes, you know, we had nothing's been growing a whole lot, you know, I mean. For one, it's been so cotton thick and dry, and two, the nighttime temperatures have cooled off a little bit, so we just hadn't run the mowers a whole lot.
It slows it down.
It sure does. But you know, I mean, I don't. You, for whatever reason, I don't know. You know, we got people come in last night in the campground last night, and. I don't know what they're going to do today. They're not going to get up and run and play a whole lot outside, I don't think. But maybe, you know, they're still going up to deer leases, you know, bow season, and a lot of them still working on their feeders and stuff like that. So you know, you get back in the woods and you'll lose the wind pretty good, you know. So everything will work out all right. It's a nice time of the year for us. It's just time of the year to kind of kick back and relax a little bit and get ready for the next season. But everything's rolling along pretty good. It sure is. You know. But I wish the wind would quit. I mean, you know, you know, when the wind gets up like that here on Livingston, everything gets pretty rough. I had a couple of guys come in here the other day, and they I don't think they knew anything about Livingston, but they was kind of getting ready for one of these youth tournaments, and they was going to launch out of here, and they was talking about, you know, going up through the big bridge and going up the river through here, you know. And I said, you know, I said, it looks that lake right now. I said, it'd be better just to stay right here. If you want to go somewhere else, just pick up and trailer, you
right.
know, and then someplace else, you know. And they said, no, we got maps on here, you know. Where? And I said, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Forget, you go from here to up through the big bridge and then go
up through
up
that big
like
bridge
that.
And up north, man, that's all changed. There's places you can't get through anymore for the sandbars from all the flooding.
Oh, you can't, and you're gonna run across a whole bunch of open water that, you know what I mean? I don't think they understood how rough Livingston can get, you know. I mean,
well, they had to learn for themselves. I bet they know now.
That's a real learning curve, I guarantee you. I mean, you can go from here to about Indian Hills, and then when you go on across the real open water to the big bat third opening on the bridge, I guarantee you, you better be hanging on. You can almost see your life pass before you sometimes. I mean, it's not really what you want to do. I mean, I don't care what kind of. Now, if you had one of them big old world cats, you know, you could just
you could just
kind of cruise on across, you know, like nothing going on, you know. I mean, that'd get you up and down. You'd go anywhere you want to on Livingston, one of those, you know, until you run it into a stump and all. But, you know, that's always been one of my concerns, you know, here on Livingston, you know, especially if you don't know where you're going, you know, that boat comes up and you look down in a hole, and there's a stump looking right at you, and you're going to come
not
down
good.
On top. And not good. It's not a pretty picture. You know? I guess it's about like running across one of them oyster bars down yonder in your area.
Yeah, but I'll take an oyster reef over a stump any day.
Oh,
I
really?
Manipulate okay. that. Boy, them stumps. I mean, you come down on one of them in some rough water, and it's going through the hull.
Oh, I know it. I know it.
Split open like a watermelon, and then you're going to the bottom.com.
Yeah. Going to the bottom.com is right. Going quick. It's not a pleasurable experience. You know, I was down at Fernando there one day, and they had had a couple of these Homeland Security boats
yeah.
in there. And you know, that one, it had two engines on it, making it didn't have a lower unit on either engine. They'd run it across one of them damn reefs or something, you know. I mean, they just knocked them off, you know. Beat them up,
yeah,
you know?
they probably hit a rock.
Rock,
something
yeah.
solid.
It was a big rock, I can guarantee you. You know, I don't know what it is. You know, if you're running about 50 miles an hour and you hit one of them things, I don't know what kind of jolt you get out of that. You know,
you don't want to know. It ain't pretty. You look back and raise your motor up, and there's no lower unit there. That's never a good sign. That's bad news.
That's not a good sign, is it?
All right, Harry. I got to run, buddy. It's almost time. And if somebody wants to come up to Pinwall Campground and Marina or give you a call, how do they get a hold of you, Harry?
Well, just come on up. We got raincoats and umbrellas, but just come on up. It's 936-967-4752. Mickey, y'all have a great day.
Yeah, like wow. James says, there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad gear.
Just bad gear. That's exactly right.
Y'all Harry, have a good one, bud. Good talking to you.
Thank
All right,
you.
Later.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
All right, that's Harry Detan up on Lake Livingston, Pinwall Campground and Marina. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m., Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.